This is the Cleveland Browns cribs or what? This is my girlfriend, Mara.
Oh, Mojo. Hey. Mojo.
He just marked you, Dan.
And wiped up his shoe.
My love for the dogs didn't really happen until 2011 when my brother passed.
Okay.
When I got my first dog, Moni, and I decided to make the mistake of leaving her at home in the bathroom. One day she just decided to chew on a pipe. She chewed on a pipe, flooded the whole apartment. Got some old poop here. Somebody didn't pick up. But yeah, they all have their own personalities. She's lazy, he's a freak, and she's a emo. 5 years from now, I see myself having like my own like shelter, taking in dogs, you know. This off season, I have it all planned out. I'm gonna be dedicating these next months, the start of the off season, to losing weight. I'm just doing, workouts with MMA. And then now I'm starting to double it up, doing lifts at the facility and then going to the gym at night to do my cardio. I can just, you know, tell that this next year is gonna be really, really good. I mean, we have new coaching staff. Now I'm working on a new workout plan, and so I definitely can't wait till next season. Gotta get my shoes. I left it in the... Going off my first year, I mean, I just felt like it was a cool place to be. I mean, you know, I have fans who are dedicated. We didn't have that good of a season, but and we still have those fans who are cheering us on and, you know, hoping for the best. And so that's what I really loved about it, going off my first year. And so, you know, going into the off season, you know, I thought that, you know, only be best for me to stick around and, you know, get used to the area, experience, you know, the Cleveland culture, and, you know, I chose to stay here for my off season and, you know, be on my own, work out in, you know, just a random gym. I mean, you know, being able to socialize with my fans. I mean, that's what it's all about, really. I'd always get comments from the coaches, and you know, they're like, don't eat yourself out of the league. And so, I mean, at the time it was really funny, but, you know, I started thinking about it. There's a lot of guys who you know, get out of shape, you know, and, you know, can't really produce the way they used to be able to, and, you know, that risks a lot of injuries as well. And so I made a promise to myself, I committed to myself and my girlfriend that, you know, I'm going to, you know, be dedicated to losing weight, be dedicated to training harder. I mean, going into your second year, it's going to be, you know, learning from your mistakes, improving on your weaknesses, and seeking help, really. You know, being coachable, being able to ask for help. I think that's the biggest part when you're transitioning from a rookie. For me to be in the league right now, for me to be able to play the sport that I've always loved, for me to play in front of great, great fans, it just means everything to me. And so I can't really, you know, dwell on the negativity too much. You know, we're in a position where, you know, you could easily lose trust, easily lose faith. And for, you know, the vets, the coaches to, you know, help keep me, you know, uplifted, it was awesome because, you know, it really helped me, you know, learn, and it really helped me grow as a player. I mean, every year in the league is a blessing, and so I can't take that for granted.